thank God we all survived the devastations of yesterday. Was that a tornado or hurricane? Tornado, I suppose. Yeah, I remember when it happened, I ran into the basement holding my rosary and praying the rosary for survival. You know, I thank God we are out of that now. Today, the readings present to us this beautiful thing called Christian hospitality. I remember in my country, Nigeria, which is in Africa, before the advent of Christianity, my people practiced hospitality. Although with the coming of Christianity, it was a bit more shaped into what we now have it. We now have it, such as what we are seeing in the gospel. What we are seeing in the gospel, you discover that Jesus was trying to, you know, shape it the way it ought to be. That is why he went for Mary instead of Martha. Although Martha meant well. Martha meant well. But Jesus would say, let us focus more on Mary. Why? Because it will seem that Jesus, visiting Martha and Mary, wanted to pass on some useful lessons. But Martha was not attentive enough or sensitive enough to realize that, as like Mary. Mary realized that and paid more attention to Jesus. After all, Jesus is the center of the universe. Jesus is the center of the human race. Jesus, like he would tell us in the gospel, you know, he is the perfect teacher. He is the perfect master. And he teaches perfect knowledge. He tells us all about realities, all about life, all about God, all about his commandments, all and how we are to, you know, approach all of that. So Jesus desires to bring that into our life, because he is present in us, just as St. Paul would say, Christ in us. But maybe we are not giving him that example, opportunity to be able to come and help us in our families to put things right, help us in our businesses and careers to put things right, help us in our plans and our agenda. He wants to come in and help us. That is why he became human. That's why we say, Emmanuel, God is with us. God is with us. Perhaps if we were able to listen to him, some of the mistakes that are not supposed to come would not have come. Although, being human, we have to make some mistakes, but some are unnecessary. So, that sensitivity which Mary, you know, expressed by coming close to Jesus or being in his presence is exactly the same we find with Abraham in the first read of today. Abraham was sitting there at the entrance of his tent, you know, trying to cool off from the heat of the day. And then he looked afar and saw three strangers standing. Perhaps they wanted something, or they were confused as to the right direction, or they were just testing Abraham. Because we are told that one of them was Yahweh himself. Then the other two were other heavenly bodies. But Abraham was attentive, sensitive enough, listening to his heart, being present. Because very often we are not present. We don't bring in that quality of presence to a situation, which Mary did, which Abraham did. You know, you are having a handshake with somebody, but it's done carelessly without that quality of presence. You are giving a smile, welcoming people that are coming into the church. You are smiling at them. You don't bring in also that quality of presence. You know, it may not even get to the heart. You know, we just do all that physically, but it may not get to our heart what we are doing. That's exactly what we're really saying. Being able to listen to your heart. Being able to listen to your heart, because that's where God actually speaks. That's where he speaks to us. That's where he gives the direction. That is where he inspires. He inspires us to do good work. You know, Mother Teresa, the Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta, had this encounter with a journalist. The journalist told the story. He said that he met Blessed Mother Teresa and was questioning her, you know, referring to some of the wonderful work she was doing, the work she was doing. He said, where do you get all this strength? How is it that you're able to do all this so easily? And Mother Teresa said, well, I got all my strength, my inspiration from Jesus, because no day passes without me going to the Mass and receiving Jesus in communion and Jesus helping me through the day. Jesus helping me through the day. He inspires me to do all those awesome work that I do. You know, being able to do them well, do them consistently, and put your heart into it. We don't have to do mighty works, but the simple ones we do, we bring in the whole of ourselves. You know, Mary brought that in. You know, that quality of presence, that's what is needed. That's what is really needed. And that's what we are also asked to unite or combine or blend in what we are doing. Another thing is that Jesus is talking about prayer and work. Prayer and work, we need to go together, because Jesus is there to inspire us to do this work. But there are times when we take work for being just prayer alone, you know, just work, you know. And when if we divorce prayer from work, work becomes just ordinary work. It might just be just social action, social work. And you will also notice that it will become self-directed, self-propelled, but without being inspired by God. We are talking about where it is inspired by God. You work, you carry out your social work, but always being inspired by God. Because when you do that, you do it well, you benefit from it, it becomes salvific for you. Otherwise, it will not be salvific for you. It will just be ordinary human action without God backing, or Jesus backing. So we are told today, Jesus will tell us that work and prayer must go together. We must be prayerful people, because a prayerful person is a good Christian.